If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
That's us. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Appreciate that. Happy Wednesday. So Breezy had a little happy hour with her girls last night, correct?
I did.
And when you ladies get together, some interesting conversations take place, needless to say.
Yeah, the drinks are flowing, the word vomit's flowing, everything is being said and nothing's being talked about at all, so... We're talking about everything, but saying nothing.
That's
How
right.
can that truly happen, right?
That's our show.
No, literally. I was actually talking to another radio personality out in Boston. I was like, what's the vibe of your show? She was like, I would say 100% fluff, 0% seriousness. I'm like, that's pretty on brand for us, too. Anyways, so we're chatting, and somehow it gets brought up. I think we're on the topic of spray tans.
Okay.
And I'm like, I love getting spray tans. Like, obviously, it makes you feel so much better about yourself and whatever. And I get them all the time for no reason whatsoever.
That's a lot, though.
A lot of what?
Spray tanning. How often do you go? You usually do it when there's an event.
I try to.
But some people that do it like every month.
I know. I try to go like at least once a month.
Is spray tan expensive?
No, I don't think so.
So important to take care of yourself.
So important. But when I get them done, you know, I can last it like 2 weeks if I take care of it.
Yeah.
And when I say take care of it, I mean like not shower at all.
I guess that makes sense because
the reason the spray tan's really coming off is because it's like getting wet and you're washing your body and it's like going through all of the turmoil of the rinsing and the scrubbing and all that stuff.
Last time Breezy got spray tanned was a couple weeks ago, a couple days before our bachelor auction.
Yeah.
And
we left a
meeting and it's pouring outside. You would have thought a serial killer was chasing her. The way she was running to her car to avoid getting wet so her face doesn't start to melt.
Well, we didn't want a streak.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, I showed up to the meeting 5 minutes late. I'm like, so sorry, I was tied up with a really important meeting. They're like, you went to a spray tan appointment, but okay, thank you so much. So anyways, I said that. I was like, I don't like to like shower that often when I have a spray tan because I don't want it to come off.
But 2 weeks, Breezy, without...
I'm not going 2 weeks without showering. I'm just saying, like, I don't shower every day.
The rest of your body doesn't matter, but if you're going to take a shower, you have a spray tan, just put a garbage bag over your face and cut holes in the mouth and, like, the eyes.
Because
so you look like Trump.
Oh my god, look at my like neck streaks. It's whatever. So then we got on the topic of showering. And I was like, to be honest, with or without a spray tan, I hate showering. I hate showering. And then my girlfriends were like, honestly, like, same. So we get into this conversation and my girlfriend gets on me all the time about showering. I don't like
convincing you that you should do it.
I don't like to do it.
It's disgusting.
I know. It is really gross, but I was vindicated in chatting with my friends and them also saying, like, we don't like to shower either.
Can I say something, though, in a woman's defense? I can understand that. You have so much to do. Guys don't feel this way. We're in, we're out 5 minutes.
And that's
you
got
to shampoo, condition, serum, toner, shave your entire body.
Much. It's so much admin. Showering is so much admin. And I simply just don't have the time. I am so busy.
Oh, shut up.
So much going on. And another thing, like, I don't wash my hair every day. Most women don't. And if you do, kudos to you. But my hair is literally falling out in chunks. So I can't even risk it, right?
You should probably get that checked.
It's really bad. But I truly think that, like, when I'm showering and I don't wash my hair, I don't feel clean without, like, wet hair.
Oh, so you feel like you need to shampoo and condition.
Yeah, and then it's like, okay, then what's the point of even going in? Because, like, I'm not going to wash my hair.
I shampoo every 3 days. I'll condition every day, though.
But my thing is like, I can't get my hair wet in general because of I've been losing a lot of hair because of the
Not only does my co-host hate to shower, but she also hates brushing her teeth.
I mean, I don't hate brushing my teeth. It's just...
It's not your favorite.
So annoying to do.
Are there nights you skip it after you've had a nice long happy hour?
I can't confirm nor deny.
Yes, of course, you've skipped it.
I can't confirm nor deny.
It's disgusting.
But, like, I wanted to talk about this because I feel like nobody's talking about it, and I'll be the one to talk about it.
Go ahead, ask the question.
As a woman... Do you, well, as anybody, I mean, but I specifically feel like women get a little bit of a pass. As a woman, do you absolutely hate to shower? 585-252-9800. I hate to shower because it's a lot of admin, it's a lot of work, and I don't feel like I did anything or like it was kind of a waste of my time if I'm not fully doing the full thing and washing my hair. Another point that was brought up by my friend is she said, I like going a couple of days without showering, so when I do shower, I'm so dirty, and I feel so amazing after the shower, because I'm going to take an everything shower. I'm going to go in. I'm going to wash my body. I'm going to shave every crevice of my...
Oh, this
you know,
is,
I'm going to exfoliate. I'm going to wash my hair, rinse, repeat.
And you feel like because you're doing all of that at once, you should only be able to do it once a week. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
A shower should be done at night before you go to bed and when you wake up in the morning because you sweat in your sleep. You should be showering both after a long day and in the morning when you wake up before you get the day started.
Wait. Go back. What did you just say? I blacked out.
You should take a shower at night and when you wake up in the morning. That's how you should do it.
Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't you?
Tell me you hate the environment without telling me.
No, this is not about.
No, not you wasting water. No, not you hating the environment.
When you don't want to hear something, you will always circle back around to the environment and call yourself an environmentalist, and you're not. Look at me.
That's not true.
And you're not.
Earth Day is coming up. It's one of my favorite holidays, and you know that. You know Earth Day is one of my favorite holidays.
So did you sign up with the company to go out and clean up Commercial Street here?
Every single slot. We only have to, as an employee, you only have to pick one. I pick the whole day. Okay, let's get to some text here. As a woman, yes, I absolutely hate to shower because it takes so long and there's so many things to do. I also, like Breezy, have such a busy life. This person says, I agree with Breezy. I hate showering. My girlfriend used to, and she doesn't do this anymore, but she used to shower like 3 times a day. And that might be like a psychological thing that she's going through.
Well, I did that
like
once
in high school. Like, yeah. Like her parents would like
people
put a note out so she could leave school early to go shower before her games and stuff.
People who don't have central air in the summertime, it gets really tough out there. But listen, as far as the women that are texting in right now, I get it. It's a pain in the ass for you guys to take a shower. However, even if you just stepped in to rinse off, that's all you need. We're talking about personal hygiene here.
If it was up to me, I'd shower like maybe once or twice a week.
I don't know how your girlfriend gets into bed with you at night.
No,
I have no idea.
No, she hates me. No, she despises me.
minute. Something's missing.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Breezy and I think we've been doing the show together for almost 2.5 years now. And within that time, we learn a lot about each other.
What I just discovered
during the last segment was that our girl Breezy let us in on a little secret, a little peek behind the curtain, if you will, the shower curtain, that she only turns the water on and rinses herself off like once every 2 weeks. Okay,
no, and
I'm going to throw
true.
Up. And I'm going to throw up. Okay,
that's not true.
I'm disgusted, you guys, because this is the type of girl that will go through the entire day, get a haircut, get a spray tan, and then just chill. She's just going to chill in bed. You know me, Breeze. I got a little OCD, especially when it comes to cleanliness. That's the type of thing that makes me want to throw up on myself.
I just think that I'm vindicated. I was chatting with my two best friends yesterday about showering, and I was like, I hate showering. It's such a chore. My girlfriend always gets on my ass about showering all the time. And it's just like a lot of work. And they're like, no, I get it. Like, I don't shower that much either. And I'm like, thank God. I can't believe I'm not the only one.
In a woman's defense, I get it. It's a lot of work when you take a shower. The shampoo, the conditioning, the shaving of the whole body. I'm just saying, even rinse yourself off. That's it. Everyone should be taking a shower once every single day.
I know, but I don't feel like actually clean unless I fully wash my hair, which I'm not going to wash my hair every day. So then I don't think that there's a point in even doing it in general.
Oh, I guess the rest of the body doesn't matter. I guess if the dishes are dirty in the sink, why wash them? They're just going to get dirty again. All right. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
This is Breezy's girlfriend.
Oh, God.
Hi, Breezy's girlfriend.
God. Hey, I thought you blocked her number years ago.
Can we get to the bottom of this? Does Breezy really take a shower once a week? Or better question, do you have to beg her to take a shower before she gets in bed at night?
Okay, so on average, out of the 7 days in a week, I would say she showers 2 to 3 times unprompted.
Oh, that's it? You're supposed
to take... That's a lie.
You should be taking a shower every single day.
Every day. You need to shower every day.
Every day.
Yes, I beg her to shower before she gets in bed.
I said it once, and I'm going to say it again. You and I should have ended up together.
I know. I'm not sure why it hasn't worked out yet.
I don't know what's going on.
Sweetie, listen.
Sweetie, you stink.
You do stink sometimes, Breezy. I don't want to be the one to tell you, but sometimes you come in here in the morning... And I'm like, I got to double check whether that's you or my upper lip. And 100% of the time, it's not my upper lip.
Well, listen.
I love you. You just need a shower.
Yeah. And not to mention.
You expect a lot out of me, though. You expect me to shower all the time. You always want me to shower.
If she truly was an environmentalist, then she would think about the fact that when she doesn't shower, the sheets get dirty. What happens when the sheets get dirty? You got to constantly you got to wash them. You got to do the laundry. She didn't mention anything about that, right?
No. And she goes to the gym and she's sweaty and she comes home. She lays in bed.
Ew!
Yeah,
it's no!
Not right.
No!
Not right.
Are you kidding?
And then I get home at like 5, 6 o'clock and I'm like, you didn't shower today. You need to go shower.
Wow.
You worked out 5 hours ago.
Oh, she didn't say anything to anybody about that. How convenient to leave that out.
You know I work out every day.
You are sweaty and disgusting and then you climb into the sheets after workout?
Not in the sheets. I'm on top.
Who cares? At this point, who cares?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all. That's disgusting, Breezy. And you know what? Shame on you.
I know.
Guys, where are my two best friends that I had dinner with last night? Why aren't they calling in? Why is nobody defending?
Yeah,
they're not showering! Yeah. They said they don't want to shower!
They're taking a shower.
Oh my God, you guys are...
Like good girls.
Ew! Ew.
All right, hey, Breezy's girlfriend, we love you. You're the best. Thank you so much for always calling in. To really put Breezy in her place, because guess what? There's two sides to every story. She only shares her side all the time.
You're ruining my life. You're ruining my reputation in this city.
Okay, have a good day. Make sure you take a shower when you get home, please.
Yeah.
All right.
See ya.
See ya. Bye.
This is so typical her.
I love her.
This is so typical.
It's so refreshing to hear another point of view.
Let's hear other points of view, shall we? Let's hear points of view that actually side with me, considering the fact that I'm alone on a raft, floating away, refusing to shower.
Like Castaway.
Absolutely. Let's see here. This person says, hey, Moose and Breezy, I have to agree. I absolutely hate showering. It feels like more of a chore than anything else.
Okay, great. I hate making the bed, but I do it every single morning.
No, you don't. You love making your bed. Then again, I am a female, and females have so much more to do in the shower. I used to enjoy showering when I was a teenager, but now it's a full... Now I'm working a full-time job as a single mother. It takes away my valuable time. This person says, Breezy, this is an ADHD trait, my girl. Looking at everything as a task and not a habit. But I'm totally with you. I rinse every day, but I don't wash my hair. Good on you, babe. This person says, I'm definitely with Breezy. I shower 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Dry shampoo is my bestie. Oh. This person says, for the love of God, you... Oh, my God. Breezy, I can't believe this right now. Please, for the love of God, wash your body every single day.
Listen, if you want to really start falling in love with showering again, you find yourself a good loofah. You find yourself a good loofah, and it's game over.
And takes off my spray tan. I'm not doing
it. And don't be the people where their loofah explodes into the size of a circus tent. When it gets all unraveled like that, it's time to get a new one, okay,
see,
you guys?
This is the thing. There's so many rules when it comes to showering. You need this loofah. You need this exfoliant. You need this. And if you don't do it this way, you're not actually clean.
It's basic hygiene.
I'm just not going to do it. This person says, I agree with Breezy. Showering is a task and a half. And after the gym, I'll deal with myself. And I'll do my body shower when I have time and some dry shampoo.
Right. Well, you and all your dirty little friends texting in, you could go get a cup of coffee after the show. How's that sound, okay? Good with that?
I'll tell you one thing. We are not showering together, so don't even worry about it.
Yes, the No Shower Club. If you want to be a part of that, 585-252-9800.
Wait, not me doing the show from a separate room through a glass plate.
98PXY is free and always will be.
You saw them perform at halftime during the big game.
PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. It's messages like this that just make the job totally worth it, and it makes our heart completely full. Christine was at the 15th annual Bachelor Auction the other weekend and wrote in to tell us that she thinks she might have found love.
Amen.
With one of our bachelors. And we love to hear that because it's so important that all of our bachelors pass a background check, which they did. But we also helped raise over $100,000 this year. And on top of that, seeing people fall in love, I mean, what else do you want?
It's just so rewarding.
It's very fulfilling. So Christine writes in, hi, Moose and Breezy. Thank you guys so much for the tickets for the Bachelor Auction. I won them on air from you. I brought my younger sister. We had the best time. And I ended up bidding on one of the cops you had on stage. But he sold for $2,300, little out of my price range. But I ended up getting another number from one of the bachelors when the event was over. We had been talking and are going to dinner on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But he has been such a gentleman. And we have connected so well over the last 2 weeks. I just wanted to say thank you. And I love you guys in the morning. For once, I feel like I have met a really good guy. I'm so happy. And we're so happy for you, Christine. Thank you. See,
yes.
Now that's, those
we're
are the, this
so
is why we do this.
For you. I love that.
We absolutely love this. And yes, we raised a lot of money this year with the help of everybody's fundraising efforts, and for our listeners, you guys, for the generosity, it's meant a lot. But Christine, we hope it works out. No promises. It could go south real quick, but obviously we're pulling for you. You see in the caller ID, Breeze?
I do.
Yes,
this
of
is
course.
So tough. Don't pick it up.
Hi, Teresa.
I hope you two are really happy now.
You know, we're always happy when you're calling.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I'm just going to come right out and say it.
What is okay? it? Yeah.
You know, I'm really, really disappointed in the both of you. How
Classic.
Come you got that girl to go to the auction, but you couldn't get me tickets? You know, listen.
I can't believe we're still doing
You promised me tickets for my daughter. I never got the tickets. She wasn't able to go to the Bachelor auction.
Well, you know, last time you called, the other week when you called, you made us actually feel really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to go back and double check the audio. We never promised.
Oh, come
we
on.
Never promised you at all. We never promised
come
you.
Come on.
Teresa.
You guys promised and she missed out. You
what?
Know? Listen.
What's $35 for charity?
Yeah, I can't believe that you couldn't swing that.
Come on. You guys don't understand. You know, I'm retired. I'm on a fixed income. I don't have money to be throwing around like this.
Well,
you know, I wanted to do something nice for her, you know, so she can meet a nice guy and she wasn't able to go because I couldn't get her ticket. So now I'm really, you know, she missed her opportunity.
Why don't you set your daughter up on Match.com or Bumble?
You guys don't understand. I have three daughters, okay? You guys don't get it. I have to get this girl married. The oldest is going through a messy divorce because her soon-to-be ex got his head so far up his ass, he doesn't know what time it is.
Oh, my God.
You guys just don't get it.
Well, listen.
You know? Again, Teresa, we love you, but that's simply not our problem, so.
No, listen. I'm very happy for the girl that got to go on the date.
No, you're not.
What the heck do they know about taking care of a man?
I don't know.
You know, I was at Wegmans yesterday, mm-hmm. and I saw a beautiful man buying fruit. Oh, my God. He was so freaking handsome.
Did you give him your number?
You know, listen, now why can't my daughter be with someone like that? You know?
That is a question we cannot answer.
Let me ask you something.
I've also never met your daughter.
Yeah, does she know that you call on the weekly? Does she know?
I'm going to surprise her with these tickets.
Okay. You know what? Maybe she wants
nothing. You were supposed to give me.
Maybe she. You know, you should have a conversation with your daughter because maybe she wants nothing to do with dating right now.
Listen, at this rate, she's going to be alone forever. You know. Oh my God! Where the heck did I go wrong?
This is crazy.
I'm really disappointed in you guys.
It's our fault.
All right, listen. I have to go, you guys. I gotta go.
Oh God!
I'm so freaking irritated. This is unbelievable.
Wait, let me ask you something before you go, because You've really been hyping your daughter up. What are some of the qualities that she brings to the table?
Well, at least she knows how to cook.
Okay, what else?
Yeah,
okay.
We already knew that.
She knows how to cook. She knows how to take care of a house. And she knows how to take care of her man. She just picks the wrong one.
Oh, she does.
Right.
You know, I won't say on the radio how she takes care of her man, how well she takes care of him.
Please.
Okay? But she takes after her mother. Let me tell you that.
Teresa, we're going to have to let you go. Thank you so much.
Teresa.
It's always a treat.
Thank you guys so much for not giving me the tickets for her.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I hope you still love it.
This has been over for like 3 weeks.
I'm overstimulated right now, Teresa. I love when you call, but honestly, we never promised tickets to you. We never promised tickets to anyone.
No.
If we solicited for them for caller 8 and they won them, good on them.
Yeah.
But we didn't promise you tickets. I'm sorry your daughter missed out.
You guys could have did this for her.
Again,
Bumble
or Match.com is a great option as well.
Okay. All right. I'm going. I got to go have my coffee.
You
bye,
do that.
Guys.
All right. Bye, Teresa.
See ya.
Absolute classic. And that's classic Teresa.
I'm not going to lie. Teresa saying that her daughter takes after her when it comes to sexually pleasing her man makes me seriously want to puke. So. I'm so good. Don't answer her call again. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
That's why.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.